we got this email that I want you to have a listen to. And before, I'll do that in a second. Hina, can you talk about how a number of hairdressers are doing nixers during this pandemic? I am a hairdresser myself, and coronavirus has really affected me financially, as I'm sure it has for many others. Once the date for hairdressers was announced, I know some of my colleagues started doing some home visits because the date is so far away. I suppose they got fed up with not having work. As much as I sympathise, I'm in the same boat, so I get it. I do think it is extremely irresponsible and selfish. We're being told to stay at home. We can see our friends and family, yet some people are taking it upon themselves to work. I know some colleagues who've done it, and while they say they are being careful and taking precautions, it just doesn't sit right with me. One girl I know said she did her client's hair in the back garden and never set foot in the client's house. She said the client washed her own hair and they used an extension cord so they could style it and dry it for her. I fear that with people interpreting the rules how they feel fit, we will end up in a situation longer than we should, which really annoys me. Maybe you can bring this up on your show. I think it needs to be highlighted. Now, I know this is an issue that's affecting women, and I know we kind of had a brief conversation about it earlier on with Helena and Tara, and I know some people sent in their opinions, which I shall play one of them there for you.
This is where us low maintenance girls really come into our own. Nails, eyebrows, heh. Our husbands are happy with us the way we are. We don't need to change, and we don't need to change for ourselves because we are happy the way we are. Helena, I'm disappointed on fleek. I thought more of you.
Helena, she's disappointed with you, Helena. Helena, are you high maintenance? No, look, she won't turn on our microphone. Helena!
What?
Are you high maintenance?
I wouldn't call myself high maintenance, no.
But your eyebrows have to be on fleek.
That's just what I like. I wouldn't say that's high maintenance at all.
And Tara going to get her hair done 3 times a week. It's madness.
Yeah, and what? It's not madness.
Is it? Do you miss it that much?
I don't miss the hair.
The eyebrows.
Miss the eyebrows.
All right, okay. Yeah. If anybody's doing nixes on eyebrows, I'll give you Helena's number later on. I'm joking. Is she right? Are hairdressers around the country, some of whom are charging 2 and 3 times what they'd normally charge because it's on the black market now? It's almost like dealing in drugs. They're hiding around corners with scissors and brushes in their hands. I'm telling you, we never thought we'd see hairdressing going onto the black market, but there it is. And they'll do your hair out the back garden, some of them. Or some of them will come into your home if you're willing to let them. And I'm asking you, is it irresponsible? Or for the women out there, do you just have to get your hair done and that's the end of it? Because they won't be reopening until the 20th of July, according to the roadmap. So I want to know what you think. Do you think it is completely irresponsible of anyone to get their hair done by a professional at the moment, even if they're doing it safely or with restrictions of some limit? I am wearing a mask out the back garden or something like that. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Louise.
Hi.
Are you offering black market hairdos?
No, not at the minute. No, I'm at home with 3 kids trying to homeschool one of them while the other two are doing their secondary work themselves. So
okay, but you are a hairdresser.
I am. I'm hairdressing 20 years, yeah, and I'm doing girls' hairs over 20 years as well.
Do you miss touching hair and cutting hair and brushing hair? And
Yeah, I really do. I really do, and I hope. I have an inkling that we will be back in the salon so long before July 20th. And I don't know how much of a percentage that would be just hope, but I do know like everyone is dying to get back.
Yeah, but are you really prepared to be standing there, you know, doing somebody's colour or highlights in practically a hazmat suit, looking like a doctor? I mean, is that something that suits your business? It doesn't really. Your business is a very personal business.
It really doesn't. And actually, I was... my boss does lots of podcasts and he was actually talking about that the other day and because like hairdressing would be like a lot of fashion and we won't be wearing the blue hazmat suit, and he was talking about not putting the screens in
be all very awkward, wouldn't it, if you had a perspex screen with two holes for your hands to go through so you could do that.
They were ridiculous and I had seen one where a hairdresser had and you just put your hands in. I'm like,
I know, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about a screen with two holes for your arms to go through so you can do their hair. I mean, that's like, it's like you're doing some sort of biology lesson or experiment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Yeah, and like haircuts are all about what angle you're taking the hair on. So you have to be standing at a certain angle of the client and then pulling the hair up, but it just wouldn't work.
No, because you have to look from the side and look from the other side and then look from the front and turn her around and all that. Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to do any of that. It's just not going to be a good job.
No. No, I'd say we could be back maybe in June. I hope. I just hope we could be back in June. July does seem very far off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do. The Nixers, no. I haven't been doing any Nixers. But I was talking to a few girls. And I was talking to a girl the other day. And she was she's hairdressing longer than me. And she's doing hair. But she was cut off. Like, she was shut down the minute the lockdown came into place. Because she was 100% mobile. And she didn't get any COVID payment. So I kind of feel like a lot of business owners are out there, like, putting it out that they're absolute dorks that are going out doing Nixers. Well, at the end of the day, if you put a face on it, these are girls that all have kids and all have bills that weren't stopped. Like, the bills are still coming in. They still have food to buy for kids. And they have to kind of, like, so I kind of don't want to say it's irresponsible. I just feel for the girls that have to go out and do hair to put food on the table. Like,
and it is primarily women. Now, I know there's barbers out there too, by the way. But I don't want to ignore the barbers. But it is women, really. I mean, men are not getting colours in their hair, generally speaking. And well, some do. But men are generally not getting colours or extensions or any of that kind of stuff. It is women primarily that want their hair done more often.
You know what? I actually think the men are just as bad, because I do know, like, some gents that go in and get their hair cut, like, specifically every 10 days.
Right.
So they're nearly worse than the women. And I've been doing, like, years, like, a while ago, I was doing a young fella's hair at home, and he was asking me to take the razor at such an angle going around the ear because I'd get it shorter or not. Like, actually, that was a few years ago, but that was, I just thought that was hilarious. Like, they're just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah, but they're not getting colours. See, it's the colour. I know women who are giving out at the moment because they're looking like skunks. You know what I mean?
Oh, I swear, I know. Yeah, like when I'm going to Tesco, you can see the girls and they have their hair tied up, and you're like, God, the roots are dreadful.
And you're dying to get your hands on it.
Yeah.
You're just dying to look at her hair. She's got she's got dark roots. I need to get my hands on them dark roots. Yeah, and the advice for women in relation to the box colours, right? When they go in, obviously you do it professionally and you're using your peroxide and using whatever else you have to use, the colours, professional, I suppose, salon colours. What's the difference in going to you and getting it done professionally where you're mixing up the stuff there and then buying it, you know, in Tesco's, you know, in a box for £6 or £7? What's the difference?
Well, I've 20 years experience in putting colours on.
Apart from putting it on, I'm talking about the actual product itself.
I know the science. I learned all the science in hairdressing. I know what peroxides to use on what hair, what bases to use for the desired result. When it comes to somebody going to the chemist, the difference would be they're just picking up a box based on a picture on the front. We don't even go like by fiery chestnut or copper gold or something. We go by numbers.
Blonde would be 22, brown is 4 or 5. Yeah, I know.
This is it, yeah.
I know me numbers. Yeah. I know me numbers, Louise.
You're using. But,
And in relation to those box colours, can they be dangerous for the hair? Because you're going to be using whatever 6% Vol or whatever it is that you use with your colour. See, you're surprised I know this, aren't you? But those box colours, is the peroxide stronger in those? Is it more damage the hair?
Refer to kind of like boot polish, because it's very intense, and like it you create a band then in the hair, and then it nearly makes the new regrowth of color of hair come out even whiter, because it's again such a dark regrowth previous color. You know what I mean?
Okay, right. Okay, so when you do reopen again, it's going to be harder for you to get it back to the way it was because they've used a box color in the interim.
Yeah, but I mean, the box colours are long and on for a long time. Yes, a lot of people are using them now, but it's not something we've always dealt with that. I mean, there's some girls that would need to get their colour done every 3 weeks, and nobody can financially maintain that. So, like, I mean, they would stick a box colour in every 2 weeks, and they'd come to us every 6 to 9 weeks, you know, like, and then we'd fix it all up for them. So, there's nothing new there.
Okay, well, let's get back to the irresponsibility of the whole thing, because stay there a second, because Nigel, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Nigel?
How are you, Nigel?
Your wife is a hairdresser.
She's not a hairdresser, no. She gets it just delivered.
Oh, your wife's hairdresser, sorry, drops it to her door. Okay.
Your wife, yeah. She just gets to mix the colour, as that girl says, whatever numbers go into it.
Yeah.
The way she gets her usual colour, the girl drops it at the doorstep, she pays her through PayPal, and she puts it in herself.
Right, okay, so she's kind of half
so it's not a box collar. She's afraid to use a box collar because she goes back to putting the real stuff in, if you like.
Yeah, so she's getting the professional stuff mixed up with her own colour that the hairdresser knows because she's used to her as a client.
Yeah,
she's mixing it up in a bowl.
She mixes it up in the bowl like she would do in a thing. She has the brush with her. She gives it the whole lot in a little package. It's on the doorstep, walks away. There's no meeting, no touching, no...
And how much does she charge her? I'm only asking how much she charges her for doing
that. Me that.
I mean, Louise, is that a good idea?
Would
the colour not go off if it's already mixed? Sorry, Louise, is that a good idea? Would that be acceptable for hairdressers to mix up the colour because they know their clients?
Well, I have a friend who's absolutely hasn't been out of the house since the start of this quarantine. She has asthma herself and she has a little boy with heart problems. And she was like, please, is there anything I can do? And I did drop her over a bit of colour in a bowl, in a bag.
I don't see the harm in that, Niall.
No.
What's the difference in doing in that girl, as you're... I missed your name, sorry.
Louise.
What's the difference in Louise doing that for 20 customers than the Chinese dropping dinner at a door for 20 customers?
Well, yeah, you've got a point. Yeah, you have got a point. Or somebody dropping food off to an elderly person at their door
No meeting. They're not shaking hands. No. She's gone to the door. I'm sure... Do you own a salon? She works in a salon, whatever it is. Just pay the salon the 40 quid, 30 quid, whatever it is, through PayPal, and the girl drops it down there, you're getting the exact colour that you get from the... All right, you might
the, now, the only problem you have is the legality of it. Not forget about lockdowns and COVID viruses, right? The only problem is the legality, because I know in most places they will test your skin, for example, if they're using a peroxide. And
Niall, if you're getting your hair done in a hairdresser for the last God knows amount of years, and you're putting the same colour in it, and the girl...
But what happens if you leave it in too long?
Do
what I did years ago. I had a beard and moustache years ago, right? And I used to get the Just for Men. You know the Just for Men for colouring your beard and moustache, right? Yeah, so I decided... I did. I swear to God, I looked like a Mexican. But anyway, I had this moustache. The reason I got rid of it was because I was coming out of Club M. I was working as a DJ one night in Club M and I was walking down the street towards my car and I had two boxes of CDs in my car and some drunk with a kebab in his hand shouted out, "All right, the Migo!" And I went, stop. So I said, I have to get rid of that. Right, so I got rid of it. But I remember one night deciding, I said, right, I put a bit of a colour in it because it was going grey. So I got the Just for Men and I kind of brushed it on and I read the packet and it said, leave in for desired colour, leave in for no longer than 15 minutes. So I said, grand, that's happy days. I'll sit down and watch telly for a while. So I sat down and watched television and fell asleep. Right, so I woke up about 2 hours later and I looked like, I would come straight out of China. I had this black, really deep black beard and moustache, which I had, then had to shave off. So the point I was making is, and I'm sure Louise would know this better than me, if you're dropping a colour to someone's door, there must be, like, what happens if somebody makes a mess of it and leaves it in too long and it goes too dark or the wrong colour?
But that's the thing, I've noticed that, like, all the pictures up on Instagram and Facebook and whatever, of all the bad haircuts, and it's like as though they're actually trying to make a bad job of it, because there's no story, like, you don't get as many likes for a good haircut. One guy sent my husband a picture and it was absolutely dire. He had done a zero blade all up the back and sides of his head. And I was like, why would you do a zero blade? Why wouldn't you be even doing a two or something? And it was horrific. And he's like, that's what the barber does. And I'm like, but you're not the barber. And he did it in the back of a mirror. Horrendous. You're paying money then for someone to drop colour at your door. But you don't even really care if you do a good job. You just want to stop those few colours on the front of your hair.
Absolutely, yeah. That's
and if you make if a Hames is made, even better. Put it up on Instagram.
You get a bit of attention.
She knows she's not going to do the job that Louise would do or our hairdresser would do, but it's getting her body without using the boxes. That's basically what it is. You know what I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah. I get you. Okay, and do you think for those hairdressers that are going around doing people's hair, Nigel, and some of them are going into their houses, some of them are doing it out their back gardens with an extension lead and what have you, are they irresponsible or is it just a look? You know what I mean? Is that the end of the
Louise
world?
I think Louise there made a great point, Niall. In general, they shouldn't be doing it. If you're talking about, as Louise said, if they were working mobile, before this all happened, they're not getting any money coming in. As she said, they might have two, three kids, they might have bills to pay, they're not getting any help from the government. I mean,
Yeah, I get it.
When needs must, the devil will always rise.
Yeah, because there are a lot of hairdressers out there who don't work in salons or might have work in a little small itty-bitty salon that doesn't do great business, and most of their business or money that they get every week comes in Nixers. You know, on the black market, obviously, you know, they're getting cash into hand. And they're not getting COVID payments because they didn't officially have employment in the first place.
They're probably not worse now than lads that are going around. I mean, I see it in the town I live in, that you know where I live. I see it in that town. Fellas are going around putting extensions on houses, building porches out the back of houses.
Yeah. gardeners doing people's gardens. Yeah, yeah.
The black market is going an awful long time. Like, I mean, and it, yeah. You know, that'll see an awful lot of salons. It's just, I think sometimes a lot of the salon owners are kind of jumping on this COVID-19 thing to kind of like try and do away with the black market as it is, because. Yeah, like, I mean, it'll be still there after they come and go. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of hairdressers who work in, you know, salons, and they make a few quid, obviously, working in the salon, but they also make quite a substantial amount of money doing their mates' hairs and their friends' hairs on the weekends. Yeah, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, don't a lot of salons forbid their stylists and colourists
to do nixers?
To do nixers.
Do they?
I don't know. I don't think it's really, well, yeah, it's frowned upon, but I don't think they forbid. I'm sure, yeah, I know, I think they know.
I think
the
deal, like, well,
do you sign a contract? Like, if you work for Peter Mark, one of the biggest ones, I suppose, and there's a lot of big ones around, big chains around, but Peter Mark being the biggest, do you have to sign a contract or something saying you won't do nixers?
Well, I've never worked for Peter Mark, but I think I would be correct in saying they do make you sign a contract that even if you leave, you have to start in salon, that has to be 5 miles away from the particular salon you're working in.
So you can't take their clients.
But yeah. you come here, you wouldn't be saying that on the salon floor anyway. Whether you do or you don't,
yeah.
Do nixers. You don't be telling clients that are in pain for their hair, if you're just at home, you'd be sat on the spotlight.
Yeah. What are you coming in here for? I'll come over to your house tonight and do it. Yeah. For half the price. Let me just go to Linda as well. Linda, you're on Classic Hits.
Hi, Niall. How are you? Niall, I'm going with Tara and Helena as soon as those hairdressers and beauticians reopen.
Are you?
I swear to God, Niall, I look like Wurzel Gummidge.
And is your hair colour gone now at this stage?
You,
is it?
You know what, Niall, to be honest with you, I go to Peter Mark's, I get the cut, I get the odd colour, I have boxed it, I'm happy enough with that, I'll survive with that until I can get back. It's just, we all are in it together. I know as bad as our hair might look at the moment, we can't let it go. We can't let the old people or the people that have the other diseases that...
Of course, yeah.
Bad. You know, like, we all have to look. It's not going to kill us another couple of weeks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Helena is very stressed out over her eyebrows, in fairness. You know, she is
going to... Listen, I'm very... Niall, my fingernails, I mean, I had my good local salon, I've been texting my nail girl to say, don't forget me now as soon as you reopen.
I want the first appointment.
Yeah, I said, every month I go there, that's my one treat, Niall, you know.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's say they opened up, you know, end of June, for example. Let's say they pushed it forward a bit and opened up end of June, right? But because of social distancing and because of limitations, they can only take half the amount of appointments, so they had to charge it twice as much. Because there has been a suggestion by salons that they're going to have to put a levy or some sort of extra charge on because they can't do as many people, right? To make it viable for them to work.
Yes.
Would you be willing to pay? How much does it cost to get a colour done now, though? 90 quid, 100 quid? What is it?
Yeah, like Peter Marks would say, so yeah, and then nails, you're talking maybe about 50 or 60.
Right, so would you be willing to pay twice as much to get your hair, if it happened to be that much?
Sweet Jesus, Nigel,
yeah.
I think my wife's been lying to me, Niall.
What?
I think my wife's been lying to me.
What, you didn't know it was 90 quid, Nigel, did you? Right, so would you be willing to pay 180 to get your colour done, Linda?
No, I have to say, right...
Yes or no?
As I said, I would now, to be honest.
My first car cost me 150 quid.
Niall, can I just say to you, you're a breath of fresh air, you're keeping us going during this pandemic, you really are.
Oh, well, that's... And I know me hair colours as well, but...
Niall, can I say hello to my sister? She's in Navan, she listens to your show every day, she got me onto Classic Hits, and she's in Navan on her own in the house.
What's her name?
Clayton. Sharon Carroll.
Sharon Carroll in Navan, and she's listened to the show now.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm a twin sister, and I'm in singles, and obviously the 5K, we can't see each other, so it's hell going.
Right, okay. Ah, it is tough going, isn't it, when you can't see the ones you love, etc., etc. But okay, but can I ask you, Linda, about this on a serious note? We can't be serious at all today, but on a serious note.
Let's pretend to be serious.
Yeah, just for a minute. So this message this girl sent in, the hairdresser, she said it's completely irresponsible of these hairdressers to be going around to people's back gardens doing their hair.
Is it irresponsible? Look,
if I knocked at your door and said, if your local hairdresser said, I can do it out the back garden with an extension lead.
Do you know what, Niall? As much as I'd love to, I live on the same, practically the same road as my mother, and I can't go into her. I can't see her. She has to leave these eggs for the kids at the gate. I wouldn't pay then somebody that I don't know where they've been. You know, I know where my family's been. I don't know where a hairdresser's been, what house has she been in. And that's what it comes down to, you know?
Okay, but,
like, you know.
But would you pay to have it delivered to your, say, the colour delivered in a bowl to your door?
I actually probably would.
Yeah, and that's what Nigel... Yeah. Nigel, give her the number of the girl there with the citizens.
Can I give you a number offline now?
Nigel, are you surprised to hear that hair colour costs 90 quid?
A little bit disappointed anyway.
Look, Nigel, I got 2 box dyes, 2 for 15. That'll see me through until I'm allowed back in a salon, you know?
Right, okay, what'd you get? L'Oreal, is it?
I got a nice and easy, Niall, so I'm hoping it is nice and easy.
Louise, is it nice and easy?
Yeah, she'll be paying double no matter what she does, so I mean, you've got to love her.
By the way, Louise, these box colours, what's the tips here, by the way? How long do you normally leave them in for? Because it gives a very vague timeline. It tells you to check it and all that kind of carry on. How long do you leave them in for?
I haven't a clue. I've never used them.
Don't be lying, Louise. Don't say you've never used a box colour.
I would be terrified to use box colour.
Would you?
Terrified. Yeah. I wouldn't use it.
Would your hair go on fire?
No, your hair doesn't go on fire. Well, that might be a good. Yeah, come on, give it a shot there in the third bag.
Because I remember years and years ago, I knew a girl who was a hairdresser, and I worked in a record shop and she worked in the hairdressers. And we were outside chatting, having a smoke, right? And we were yapping away. And I looked in, you know, at the hairdresser's where she was, and I says, why is there smoke coming out of that woman's hair? And she went flying in. Now, I don't know what process she had done, put peroxide on her hair or something, I don't know what, or a perm, I don't know what it was she'd done, but there was smoke coming out of the woman's head.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
That was 35, 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's a lot more controlled now, and... you wouldn't get the likes of that now. Like, I'm doing it so long. I used to work with a girl, and she used to use 60 Vol, and like new little hair.
60 Vol.
Like, what 60 Vol? Yeah, like she liked her hair snow white.
You might as well be using Domestos on her head.
Well, no. That's just the developer. It wasn't bleach she was using. She was using the tint, but she was getting 6 levels of lift with it. It was unreal. You'd never hear of that now.
Right. Okay. You wouldn't be allowed to do that now.
No.
Right, and what about people who are using like lemon juice and bleach and all sorts of carry on?
Like the mess in their hair, like bleach in their hair.
Yeah.
No.
I've
never heard.
Would that
of
not
that.
Work? No.
The lemon juice,
lemon juice for pancakes, now.
Yeah, but no, I believe they use lemon juice and it brightens up their hair or something. And wash. I've heard of washing up liquid.
Oh Jesus. No.
I've heard all these stories, but I'm not suggesting people try this. I've heard these stories of people trying these things to take the colour, tone the colour down.
People, Niall, you know, people are doing crazy things at this stage.
I don't encourage anybody to do any of those things. Let me go to Wendy. Wendy, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Wendy?
I'm grand, thanks, Niall. How are you?
Good, Wendy. Is it all right to do a few nixers and cut a few hairs? And is it okay to do it?
Absolutely, yeah. I would.
You would? You're not a hairdresser, are you?
I'm not a hairdresser, but I would definitely get my hair done.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I say that, Niall, is because, like, you're dwelling on the hairdressers and everything else, but you have the like of Portmarnock Beach that's packed to capacity.
Right.
You have people out in Hoth queuing at Chippers.
Well, that doesn't happen at the moment now. But that...
Well, it did yesterday, apparently.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Happened again? Where? Beshoffs?
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. Right, okay. Well, the way I'm assuming in the queue they were keeping their distance, were they?
I don't know, I was just told, so I'm not sure about that. But
because do you remember the story, that the Beshoff story was the story 5 weeks ago that kind of kicked off the whole lockdown, more or less, nearly.
There was a big backlash over it.
Yeah.
So what's the harm of being in your back garden and you have masks on and getting your roots done? Nothing.
Well, if you're consenting to it and she's consenting to do it and you both realise the risk involved.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't, but the rules says the rules is the rules. You can't do it.
I know, and we're all supposed to be in it together and everything else, but I can see lots of rules being broken.
I've agreed with this. When I say I've agreed with it, I don't agree with the rules being broken, but I agree that people are breaking the rules.
Yeah.
And I think most people who are breaking the rules are, I would like to think, are breaking those rules responsibly, if that's a thing, if you can do that. In other words, if somebody's doing 5.5 kilometres instead of 5 kilometres, that they're not doing it irresponsibly.
I know. Yeah, I understand. But definitely, I certainly would. I'd get my hair done, no problem.
So if one of your local, you know, hairdresser people or stylist said, listen, I'm doing people's hairs, 40 quid, I'll do your colour for you. I'll do it out the back garden. I wear a mask and just to run the extension lead. It's beautiful weather anyway, sure.
Absolutely. I'd say, what time?
Would you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, there are people out there who are going to say that's irresponsible. Wendy, I'm not going to have a go at your judge first.
No, I know.
You know,
like, we're out in the air with masks on and everything else. You have your gowns on, and I don't see it's any different to what they're doing out in the beaches.
Well, no, there's other people breaking rules as well, and I don't see there's... Now, but they will hopefully be open in July, but the hairdressers are not kind of happy with that. They'd like to be open sooner.
Yes, they would. Like, well, I mean, like other, you know, businesses as well. But, like, you know, it is what it is, and, like, they'll just have to wait. But I think in the meantime, there will be mixtures getting done. Absolutely, there will.
Right, and you're not going to condemn those people for doing them?
No.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Peter, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, I'm sure.
Good, unsure. Peter, the Irishman living in Malaga. I know, Spain, we've kind of done a complete turnaround. So there was Ireland, and you slagging me a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, saying, Ash, we're having a grand time here in Malaga, no lockdowns here. And then all of a sudden, Spain went into the very strict lockdown, even stricter than ours. Now they're kind of reopening again, and you're telling me hairdressers are going to be open in Spain?
Yeah. But the thing is, you're talking about the whole of Spain, but really it's up in the main cities of Madrid and up the north of Spain where the real mayhem was happening. Down here in Andalusia with an 8.6 million population.
Still bigger than Ireland.
It's double, but Ireland have more cases than an 8.6 population here now, because here there's less people who have passed away from this COVID-19 here with an 8.6 million population compared to Ireland. Ireland have more deaths. So down here in the coast of Spain,
if you look
it's
at
been
the
less because of the weather. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if you look at the data, the real reason Ireland were hit so bad, we would have had a very low rate of death in this country if it hadn't been for those who sadly had passed away in care homes. The majority
of
those
were
dying.
They counted all the care homes here as well.
Yeah, but
there was big controversy about it, you know, about that there were so many people found dead in care homes that weren't being looked after. You know what I mean?
Which we stupidly didn't prioritise those poor people in care homes. We took our eye off the ball from the very start. But anyway, they're opening the hairdressers anyway, on a lighter note.
Yeah, because we had one of the strictest lockdowns, you know, we've been locked in for like, 8 weeks now
or something.
Kids weren't allowed out the door for 6 weeks until last Saturday week. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're allowed out between 12 and 7. We're allowed out between 6 morning till 10 in the morning and 8 at night till 11 at night. So basically it's curfews, you know, instead of being letting you out, they're just curfews. But they've allowed businesses now to open on an appointment basis only.
Right.
So if you're a hairdresser, dog grooming, you know, you can take people in one by one. But bars and restaurants and things like that will be next week with 33% capacity on terraces. Nobody's allowed inside. So they started
with something, isn't it?
Zero.
I'm sure the vendors here would be delighted with even some little tidbit like that. I mean, there's nothing over here. I mean, you've seen our phase plan, which is between now and the end of August. And, you know, a lot of commentators, including, by the way, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, has said that Ireland has taken too long to get back to some level of normality. And it looks
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead, Peter.
No, I know. I listen and look at everything that goes on around the world, and you know, particularly Ireland, because I'm from there, obviously, originally. Yeah. And I listen to all the shows and all the radio stations and all the politicians and this and that, you know. And you hear all the different phases, and you know, I just can't wrap my head around why certain things are taking so much longer than others. You know what I mean?
Because there is a point where we have to get to, you know, and there is a herd immunity argument too, that at some point most people are going to get this. Because look, we can't be heading in the direction of a vaccine because we might not never get a vaccine. So we have to be cautious about how people get it and, you know, stagger it out a little bit. But in saying that, it looks like we're staggering it out too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so the hairdressers here are allowed to open on appointment basis only. They wear a gown, gloves, mask, and then I sent you a photo in there on WhatsApp of a hairdressers from here, you know?
Yeah.
And then they've got sanitizers on the way in. They and when they finish every appointment, they just sanitize everything, and then it's the next one in, you know?
So is it just one person in the salon at a time?
One person in at a time, appointment based only. Now she,
that's a bit tough,
particular girl, she's booked out for 2 weeks solid. You know what I mean? You can imagine why.
Well, I suppose in places like Malaga, they wouldn't have more than one or two people anyway, normally on a busy day, at a time anyway. So,
no, they're booked out all the time.
Yeah.
You'd have four or five people sitting around the hairdresser waiting, having a chat, because it's a social.
Right.
Okay. Thing as well, isn't it?
All right, well, look, that's good to know, Peter, and it's good to know, and I'll tell you what, we will catch up with you again, because it's good to know how, you know, other countries are, you know, faring off in relation to these opening up their restrictions again. Most of the countries seem to be doing a lot quicker than Ireland. Let me just go to Sharon as well before I finish today. Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sharon?
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you doing?
All right, Sharon, you've already made your appointment.
I have indeed. I just happened to Facebook message my salon. They were had a post up, they were renovating, kind of asking how everybody was and all this sort of crack. And then we heard that on July 20th, possibly they could start reopening. So I just, in a jokey sort of way, sent a message.
Saying, can I make an appointment?
Yeah. And they come back and said, yeah, July 20th, we let you know. And if we're opening any earlier, we will let you know. So
okay, so your name is in the book already?
Yeah, 4 p.m, myself and my daughter on July 20th. So.
Why, is your hair in rag order, Sharon, is it?
Well, listen, it's first world problems now. It really is.
I know, but I'm just saying, is it in rag order?
It is in rag order, it is. But listen, who cares? No one's going to see me. I haven't.
You're not going out.
Staff and Aldi see me once a week. That's about it, you know.
Right, okay. And are you kind of staying home quite a lot? Are you very conscious of it at the moment?
I am, yes. Yeah, I go down and get my groceries once a week, and I get in and out as quick as I can. I'm making my list. Now, my parents do live down in Dunboyne, so I've gone down to them twice in the last 8 weeks just to, with my gloves and mask and all, and just to strip their beds for them and to make sure they have enough groceries. But my brother pops in and out. He lives closest.
Right, okay. So it must be very difficult for you not being able to see them as often
as
you'd
like. It is. Like, they're almost 80, so they are. Oh, and okay. You know, and they're getting on. But we talk to them every day, and they're in great form, you know.
Right. And how do you feel about the kind of phases or the roadmap, as they're calling it? Are you okay with it? Does it look
okay?
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea, yeah.
Okay.
I think if we open up too quickly, then we might take one step forward and then 10 steps back, you know.
Right, okay. Well done, Sharon. All right, glad to hear you have your appointment and your priorities are right. All right, have a great day and a great weekend. All right, to everybody who contacts the show as well, by the way, thank you very much. And also thanks to Ash and Helena outside, because they do some sterling work, and maybe I don't give them enough gratitude. You know, particularly Helena, she takes quite a bit of abuse off me.